get to Carlos Martinez. We talked about Jake DeGrom last week as well. Let's continue this top 10 here. His ninth round pick was Kendrys Morales, because the DH, obviously, in Toronto. This is a pick I like, Tony, because we're just talking about getting categories. In Toronto, where they get the secret juice, he'll be hitting behind Troy Tulowitzki, Josh Donaldson, and Jose Bautista. Kendrys Morales is a good value pick, I think.
I do, too. I really think that this guy is going to have a good batting average. And could come close to, he's getting out of one of the best pitchers ballparks in baseball to one of the best hitters ballparks. And it wouldn't shock me if he hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, I think 30 home runs is definitely on the horizon to go along with a batting average in the 280s. Maybe even get a chance to drive in 100 runs. He's in a good spot this year playing for the Blue Jays. So you see his numbers basically tend to stay the same. Now, the batting average, I think, helps. When you go to Toronto also. So Kendrys Morales.
Everything goes
Morales.
Up.
Morales, yeah, exactly. Yep.
So I like Kendrys Morales. And we got to remember, Toronto made their stab here. Like, they didn't wait on Encarnacion. They didn't do anything. They basically signed Morales day one, seemingly, of free agency. So Morales is somebody that I like. Is the ninth round the right spot for him, gentlemen? Or do you think you could have waited a little bit later, should have been earlier? What do you think about the spot for Kendrys Morales?
Switch hitter with a good skill set like that, I don't have a problem with it.
I always tell people, if you like a guy,
just take him.
Go out and get him, because you never know, especially when you're in an expert draft. Everybody generally knows what's going on, and it's just very tough to wait. And then I'm looking at this draft board, and as far as DH goes, I don't see anyone here that Miguel Sano had already been picked. He'd be a guy that I would think that are very similar places that they would go. I think he went right where he was. I think if he didn't pick him, he could have lost him by the time he picked again.
Yeah, I think so, too. Looking back at Morales' numbers last year, he doesn't really strike out all that much. The average is 263, but his BABIP was outside of the brutal 2014 that he had. The BABIP was 283, so it was pretty low for him. He usually has that around 300. So the average should go up a little bit. I expect the on-base percentage to also go up a little bit if we take out 2014 yet again. And this is a dude that hits around 30 home runs, right? So, like, yeah, he's good. I like Kendrys Morales this year. That's a good pick.
It was the increase last year in his home run to five ball rate, so that led to the power surge.
And, like, and he's going to a better stadium.
He's going to a better stadium for that. He's a guy that gets out there and plays just about every day. So, nah, you got, yeah, listen, I have no problem with that right there.